This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Scott Roeder of Evidence Room is with me. We're talking about a case here that is quite literally happening in my very own backyard. So much so that I think I've actually met the guy who's dead. And it's horrible. I remember hearing about this a couple weeks ago when he was just missing. My fiance and myself were sitting out on the patio just relaxing and kind of reading news and talking about stuff. And she brought up Dr. John Forsythe, who works within the Mercy Clinic system here in the area of southwestern Missouri and northwestern Arkansas. And I swear, I've seen him for like a walk-in visit a couple years back. I swear I have a prescription with his name on it in my medicine cabinet. And from what I remember, he was a really nice guy. But this case, it is more than bizarre. Everything seemed to be going on the surface well for him. Had a baby on the way, his fiance, 8 months pregnant. Also, a new fiance as well. His divorce just recently settled. From all accounts, no issues there. He wasn't contesting a very large child support payment and alimony totaling $19,000 a month. But it should be noted he had 8 children with the other woman. So that would constitute a $19,000 payment.
Yeah, that might be a bargain.
And plus he was reportedly very wealthy, making millions of dollars in crypto early on, and had started his own crypto business with his brother. And that's where it starts to get a little weird, because everything seemed to be going well, and then he disappears, and his brother starts talking and telling stories and trying to gain awareness for his brother being missing. But the stories are very interesting that he's telling, including the story of John Forsythe being kidnapped in 2022, early in the year, and then being brought back unharmed, never reported. And not a whole lot of context as to what the kidnapping was about, whether it was business or anything else. Just, he was kidnapped, because that's common.
Yeah.
And then also revealing that there had been someone within their business, another colleague or a client or customer or somebody overseas that was very unhappy with them. And I guess it made some threats, but he apparently just kind of disappeared, was on the other side of the world, so they didn't think much more of it. Man goes disappearing out of a parking lot, is last seen in an SUV that parked next to his, gets in the SUV, gets out of the SUV, SUV drives away. John walks around his car for a little bit, does not go back in and grab his wallet or his keys or his phone or anything, just walks off camera. And that's the last he is seen until he's found dead with a gunshot wound in the lake. Lots and lots of bizarre evidence here.
Your take? That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So my first reaction is I smell something fishy. I don't want to be here, come out and accuse the brother, but
no.
I mean, that's really, really fishy that he's putting out this story about kidnapping that never got called out to the police. Nobody knows about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to find out. That'd be my first area of investigation, is to talk to every single human being in Dr. Forsythe's life during 2022 and find out if anybody else knows about this alleged kidnapping. And if nobody knows or have ever heard about this alleged kidnapping, his ex-wife, does she know about the alleged kidnapping? How about his fiance, his mom and dad?
Yeah.
You would think that's something that would come up at Easter dinner or something.
I was kidnapped last month. Yeah,
by the way, I was kidnapped. I find that BS. I would be looking into that brother very, very seriously here, and to see what involvement he has in that crypto business, and if he was being squeezed out of the crypto business, or he made some kind of a mistake in the crypto business that put his brother in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find that to be extremely bizarre. I was reading that earlier this morning,
yeah,
and that's the first big red flag that came up is, that doesn't sound too believable to me.
I've been reaching out to the brother for comment because the brother has been doing some podcasts, very kind of obscure podcasts, but he's been doing podcasts. So I said, hey, you know, I got a good audience here. You can really make your voice heard. I'd love to help in trying to find justice, you know, for your murdered brother. If you want to, you know, talk in the air and share anything. And I've gotten no response. But I don't know how often he's doing stuff. I think right now, I mean, if I was his attorney, I'd be saying, shut the hell up. Because I don't know that you're doing yourself any favors right now. Even if you have nothing to do with this, it's starting to look a little odd. What I've seen as being odd about it is he's been, maybe this is 100% innocent, but he has been setting a narrative since the brother went missing, even before he died or before he was found dead, of this kidnapping story, of this mysterious overseas business contact and upset, putting the narrative there before we know anything else. So I don't know. I mean, I would assume the police are doing their due diligence and have sat down with him many times and are really trying to, you know, determine whether the brother has anything to do with this or just his knowledge so they can maybe find who may be upset at them. I would think if John was targeted for something monetarily with the business, wouldn't the brother be in just as much danger?
Yeah, you would think so, unless the brother, somehow, you know, was the danger himself. You know, I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not accusing anybody of anything.
Sure.
But that story just doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up. And I would expect that we're going to hear a lot more from this brother. Probably not on your podcast personally.
Yeah.
Although, you know, hey, I think it'd be a great idea if you can get it. I'd love to break down what he says and see if we can find those suspects that kidnapped his brother in 2022.
Yeah.
And if there's any reality to that, I think that's your hottest lead. And if there's no reality to that, I think then the brother's the hottest lead for telling that lie, if it is, in fact, a lie.
Yeah, I think we'll find out more. The family speaking out, saying we've been left in the dark for quite some time, police not telling them much. But police have made a statement saying, we know more than you think. And I'm curious as to what that means, because it was a direct response to the family. So it's you can take it one way or another of like, don't worry, we know more than you think. We got this. Or... yeah, we know more than you think.
That's pretty cryptic for the police to come out and say something like that. But that's where, you know, you get in trouble when you make those public statements. You're really giving the people something to bite into. If you're going to say something, it better be true.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing, man. You know, lies always come back to bite people. And I don't have a very good memory, and as a result, I'm not a very good liar. therefore, you have to tell the truth.
Exactly.
Because the truth is a heck of a lot easier to remember than a lie.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.